Today's shir in the Dear Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're going to be Emir Tzashem completing the beautiful Siman Tof Kuf Vav. We begin on the very top line with Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Hayelo Kemach, if a person has flour, or isor, or a dough that he owns, Bishutfus im Einu Yehudi. It's a partnership with a non-Jewish person. Now, you're only allowed to cook for a Yid on Yontif. You're not allowed to cook for anybody that is not a Yid on Yontif. So therefore, if this is jointly owned flour or a dough that you have a shut with the Eina Yehudi, so then also lefos b'yontif. It's not allowed to be baked on yontif. What should you do? Eli chalkena v'yefesh lo. You separate it. You take your share of the kamach, your share of the dough, and you're allowed to bake that. And the Eina Yehudi takes his share of the dough, and he can do with it whatever he would like to do with it. That's his choice, and that's your choice. Your requirement is you're only allowed to bake for a yid on yontif. Now, Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, Hainu be'isa, we're talking here about a dough, you're not allowed to go and bake the dough. Or be'kemach with the flour, also feel lawless. The flour, you're not even allowed to knead it because there's extra work involved and you're not allowed to do extra work on yontif. That is not for a yid. V'lo domi le'behema, and this is different than we said earlier in the last simon where we talked about Shchita, v'lo domi l'vehema, shechetze shal Yisrael, v'chetze shal Akum. The mutl shach to be yontif. We said previously that if you own in shutvis an animal with a non-Jewish person, you'd be allowed to go shech that animal on yontif, like we learned kanal in simen tov tzadi ches and sif yud aleph. Why? The shiny hasim, it's different by shchita, because by shchita, the efshel l'chzai is possible, shchita. How are you supposed to separate, take your half, only shech half the animal? You have to shech the entire animal. Avalacha, but in the case of the flour, in the case of the dough, ha efshel l'chalik, we called them. You can go and separate it before you do the baking, before you do the kneading, and therefore you're only allowed to go yatriach b'chokol levad. You're only allowed to be doing the extra work for your share alone. Sivkot lamadalit on yontif, hainu afilu b'tana recha. This is true even if you're baking it in the same oven. Now, afilu b'tana kotet, even if it's a small oven, where we learned yesterday the pasuk mechaber l'kamen in siman tov kuf zayin. Sivav, and we'll learn it again in Mir Tzashem in tomorrow's Shia, the Mutalefos Tanu Moli Pas, Afal Pishain Sarech El Pas Achas, by Yoser Yishol Lechol. We learned previously that each bread is in a small oven is going to be benefited by having other breads there. And we have previously learned, and again it will be officially learned in tomorrow's Shia in Siman Tov Kuv Zayin, that a person is allowed to go and bake unnecessary challahs in order to improve the challah that is necessary, the bread, the cake, whatever it is that is necessary, because it's more mishubach, as the Mishmur says, because each individual bread is going to taste better. It's going to be improved by having lots of other breads in that small oven. Now, how come there you're allowed to do it? You can add in extra breads, but here you're not allowed to add in the extra dough that belongs to the akum. So the Gemara says, the shiny husk, and there it's different. Shekol ha-pas she-yisrael. In fact, all the bread belongs to the yid in the previous examples. U-rishus b'yadu lechol kol echo v'yechol ozeh ozeh. There, in that situation, you have the choice. You put, let's say, five rolls, five challahs into the oven. You could pick whichever one you want and eat that one. So it's not a problem to bake all five. And then you really only need one, but it will be improved by having the other four in there. So you're allowed to bake all five because you could technically pick any one of the five. The Chofetz Chaim adds, Os Nun Hei, in the Shaar HaTzion, according to this Svaril, if he's Svarazu, Muchach Ta'afilu B'yochel Lechel Ezech Yirtze, even if the non-Jewish person would say, okay, you pick whichever one you want. Kigon, Shein Hagoy Kofeyu Lachlog Tekev Acharafia. The non-Jew is not asking you to divide it up right after the baking. He's saying, you take whatever one you want. El Alech Olash, he's a very nice guy. And he says, you take whichever one you want, so therefore you theoretically could pick any one of the five that you put in there, and then I'll take the leftovers for myself. I'll take my share afterwards. Even in that situation, Gam Kein Osur, Chofetz Chaim says that's still not allowed. Why? Because thou koponim muchrach lebesof l'hashichokum, because you can't eat all five. You can't eat all of them. You have to give half to the Eina Yehudi. And this is a famous what the Shita Mikubetzah says. So therefore, that's teretz number one, why it's not acceptable. Mishneh Berurah continues, says, another reason why you're allowed to go bake all five when you own all of them is because what happens if guests come? And guests come, ooh, all of a sudden you need those extra four challahs that you baked in the oven, the extra cakes that you baked. So therefore, that's an additional heter that we normally have. When you own all of them, then you can bake more than you really need in order to be mishabeach, the one or two that you do need for yontif. Avohacha, in our case over here, the Chetzer Shalakam, half that belongs to the Ein Yehudi, the Muchach Lahashir Chelko, you have to leave his half behind. You can't use his half, even if he's nice and says you can pick first. He's not giving up his share. Therefore, Vim Kate, who Torah Belisha Vafia shall Isa Sa'akum, and therefore, in our case over here, we say you're not allowed to do this, even though each individual bread or cake will be improved by having others there. You're being Toreach, you're doing extra work, either by the kneading or the baking for the Akum, Bishvil Hoshava Shechel Apashalo Bialma. While you're doing something that will benefit your bread, it is also doing extra work on something that you have zero benefit from, and therefore, bottom line is the osur. You're not allowed to do this. That's the difference between our case and the other cases, either shrita or where you own all the breads and you're allowed to add extra to be mishabeach, the individual ones you can eat on yontif. The issue footnote number 31 brings down ul inyan tiltul b'rusha sarab and b'yontif. Are you allowed to move something on Yontif that you need it, but you also have things on it that you don't need? So Rav Moshe finds this, that sound the Yigris Moshe brings down, Yesh chiluk ben hotzoas chafisas sigorios, sheyesh b'yose sigorios mikvish tzorich. There's a difference between taking out a pack of cigarettes. Now, again, we are not advocating smoking. Smoking is a horrible thing. According to almost all poskim today, smoking is awesome. A person should certainly never start smoking. Extremely dangerous. I'll get off my pedestal now and just get back to the basic din. According to the basic din, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that a person is allowed to go take a pack of cigarettes out, even though he's only going to smoke one of them. So that's allowed on Yontif, even though you're carrying the extra cigarettes there for no reason. That is allowed. However, hotzas maftechos, but keys on a ring, shenon nitzrachim lo biyontif. So you have your house key that you need. You also have your car key that you don't need. So if you have keys on a ring, that are on a single ring, but tzor yachad in mavtecho shetzarech, you have keys that you don't need with keys that you do need. There, Moshe says, Asura, you have to, Asura, you have to take them off. Why? So he says, buy the cigarettes, kivin she'en yodua be'ezimayen hum yishtamesh. When you're going out, you're not sure which one you're going to take. You can take this one or that one. If you're talking she'yishtamesh v'cholasmiyam, and theoretically, you can take whichever one you wanted, therefore, you're allowed to take them all out. It's not considered extra tircha. As opposed to the keys, you know for sure you're not using your car key, so therefore, that one is extra. That's the opinion of Rav Moshe. On the other hand, both Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Yashiv disagree. Both of them Zatzal say, She'ein chiluk zeh muchmak. They disagree with Rav Moshe's proof. And they say, Mutu lahotzi yesem avtechus. And they argue that you can go and take out the keychain because the bottom line is, you're carrying the key that you want, and the other key is no extra tircha. Rav Ozan Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi explains, Shemut lotzi eglas tinok l'rishus harabim. You can take out a child's wagon into l'rishus harabim on Yontif, if it has things inside it that you need, even though it has things inside of it that you don't need as well. Tirshu footnote number 32 brings down, in Einu Yochol Efos Eschelko Bilvad, Mevlish Yofor Gamkein Eschelko Shalanochri, if you're using the same oven and you don't have a choice, you have to go bake yours, and he's putting them in the oven, and his are being baked at the same time. So the Shaaret Zion in Simon Tov Kuf Yud Beis says, L'inyin Yisro Shetzorach Lefos Lachmim Gedolim Avor B'nei Chayil Nochrim. If you're forced to bake for a non-Jewish army, Shem Yochol Lo Seischelik Mipasachas Livno, can you put in one of your own doughs in there and bake that at the same time? So he says, Mutu Lefos Avurim, since you're allowed to go and bake for them, B'nei Shem Yochol Lo Seischelik Livno, Imeno Ofe Esakol, because you can't give your son unless you go bake theirs as well. L'chein Yesh L'Hashiv Es Kol Afiyah B'Sholach Chelik Shikach Avurino. Therefore, all the extra that you're baking for that army would be allowed, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to bake for your son. However, he concludes and he says, the Meiri's Mashma, even in this situation, it's Osir, and he's left with a Tzorich Iyun. Now we go to Siv Zayin. Mechaber writes, Im Yeshli Odom Harbe Pas Nekiyah. If a person has lots of Pas Nekiyah, that's clean bread, what we would call very finely sifted white flour. So it doesn't have any of the chaff or any of the whole wheat, other ingredients in it, and that's called Pas Nekiyah, which is theoretically a higher level of bread. So if you have a lot of this really good bread, pas nekia, so then eina ofe pas acheres, then you don't have the right to go and bake any other breads. You have enough good bread for yontif, so then don't bake any other breads. Why would you do so? Mishmur explains, Sivkot Lamed Hei, shemaspik lo l'chol yom. You have enough bread here for the entire yontif with the really good stuff, with the pas nekia. Sivkot Lamed Vav, the Mishmur says, this is true, you're not allowed to break any other bread, bein pas nekia, other really good high-quality bread, or bein pas hadroa, hainu pas kibar. This would be what we would call whole wheat bread. So it has whole wheat flour that has impurities in it that today we think and are good, actually healthy, but certainly it's not considered as fine or as good in the times of the Gemara. And many people today will tell you that they prefer the taste of the pas nikia versus the pas kibar, this pas hadra, this whole wheat bread, the coarse bread. Because here he has enough good bread that he shouldn't have to bake any more bread, whether it's pas nikia or whether it's pas kibar. The issue footnote number 35, however, brings down. We said previously in Siman Tov Kuf Gimel, Sha'olam Noah Gimel Hakel Gabe Harama B'Yontiv, we allow you to, quote, do a trick on Yontiv and say, for example, I'll cook this piece of meat. Oh, no, I don't want that piece of meat. I want the other piece of meat. So that you're allowed to do. However, Ein Zeh Ela Bebishel B'Yontiv Rishon Avar Yontiv Sheni. That's when you're cooking on the first day of Yontiv and you can use this Harama to allow you that food for the second day of Yontiv. However, not for Chol. You shouldn't do this Harama for Chol. And according to many achronim, he brings down over there as well, the Sharat Zion, Lahutra Aroma Kishishal Kfar Miyoswamin Avor Yom. You shouldn't use this aroma even for Yom Tavishat Yom Tavsheni if you have enough food. In any event, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, and he writes, Vinira Li Davka Imapas Ha'acher Hu Miyoswamin. That which we said you can't go and bake additional bread is if it's the same type of bread. Avol Imhu Min Acher. This is whole wheat, that's pumpernickel, this is rye bread, whatever it is, you want something else. Afilu Gorua Mizeh, even if it's not as high a quality. For example, Gagon Shapash Lohu Pas Chitim, you have wheat bread for Yontif, and now who wrote Selechol Pas Dogen, and you want to have some other type of whole grain bread. So in this situation, Shari is permissible. And the issue footnote 36 brings down from the Shara at Sion as well in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, Shebiz Manenu. Nowadays, Shein Mitsuya Kokach Pas Adro Michitim, that whole wheat apparently in the Mishnah Berurah time wasn't as prevalent, Ela Pas Shipun, they had more of the spelt type of bread. So then, then you would be allowed to go and bake it, because again, it's something different, and if you want it, you can have something different. Mishnah Berurah of Kut Lama Zayin says, v'mnichale b'pas chama, if you want specifically fresh, hot bread, v'pas nekiya nefem yesmol, and the good bread that you have was only baked yesterday, so then of course, shari lefos, then you're allowed to bake fresh bread, because fresh bread is letzorach yontif. If you want fresh bread, not day-old bread. So in this situation, shari lefos, you'd be allowed to bake afilu pas hadra, even the not-so-high-quality grain, the not-so-high-quality flour, because you want fresh bread. You'd rather have fresh whole wheat bread than one-day-old pas nekiya. So in all of these situations, the mechaber, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah, says is perfectly okay. The Mechaber continues and he says, Elo imkein yeshlo b'nei bayi shirogu lachilam pas hadra. He says, when you're not allowed to go bake the pas hadra, the whole wheat bread, if you have enough pas nikia, that's only if nobody wants the pas hadra, the whole wheat bread. Elo imkein yeshlo b'nei bayi shirogu lachilam pas hadra. But if you have people that do want b'davka, this coarse bread, in that situation, you are allowed to bake it for them. Mishabur explains the Sivkot Lamuches, Umashma de Be'enam Regilim, Ella Shabapamazos, Rosa Lachilim Osa. This implies that they normally have to want this type of bread, not just for one time right now, but if they normally prefer this coarse bread, then you'd be allowed to go bake this coarse bread, even though you have the pas nikia. The Mechaber continues and he says, Aval, Im Yeshlo Pasa Draw Harbe, Yochalefos Pas Nikia. But the other way around, if you have a lot of bread, enough bread to last for Yontif, but it's from the coarse bread, the whole wheat bread, then you would be allowed to go and bake new bread with Pas Nikia. The reverse is allowed. Sivkot Lamites, Ayin the Mogirah, the Mishbura says, the Mutal Lechatchila, Lefo Pas Hadra, Yachapach Pas Nikia. He says, Lechatchila, you're allowed to go first bake the coarse bread, and then, so to say, change your mind and bake the Pas Nikia. V'davkin wrote to lechol pas hadra, but you really had to have wanted the pas hadra. It can't be a haroma. Avol kavanos laharim shivos lechol. If your intention is, oh, I'll bake the pas hadra. Oh, I changed my mind, and I'll have the pas nikia, and oh, guess what? I'll save these coarse rolls for tomorrow. That's bevadei osur. That you're not allowed to do. That's a haroma, and as we pointed out, you can't do this haroma here. Sivches, Mechaber writes, Osulasos Soor B'Yontif. You're not allowed to make sourdough on Yontif. El Aydei Shinoi. But you are allowed to make it with some sort of a Shinoi. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Mem. Lahach Mitzvah. The purpose of the sourdough is to go and machmitz, to make the bread into a dough that is fermenting. So therefore, you're allowed to do this only with a Shinoi. Why? Because sourdough, so'ar, doesn't get ruined if it's a day old. It's not better if it's made fresh. And therefore, you should have made this beforehand. But new, now you need it, so you're allowed to do it, but you're allowed to do it with a shinoi. Mishmur explains this in Mimalev. Shekol kach yofa hapas shenasa sor shalom mibod yom kimo shenasa biyomo. There's no difference between bread that's freshly made today with sourdough from yesterday versus sourdough from today. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, "V'da'ah, you should know the svarazuhi lechora kifi deyoshniya b'simin tov tzadiyei bi'agah." This goes according to the opinion that we learned in the Ramah, the second opinion that we learned in the Ramah in Simin Tov Tzadihei, which was the Gamba Ochel Nefesh Gufa, even when it's regards to Ochel Nefesh, which is Mutter, Ochel Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tov, even with Ochel Nefesh, Machmirin, and the second opinion there was the more Machmir opinion, the Eino Mefik Tam Klal, if it doesn't improve the taste at all by doing it on the day of Yom Tov, then you should have done it in Moseya Me'er of Yom Tov. If it's just as good when it's made, Erev Yom Tov is on Yom Tov. So the second Machmir opinion, the Ramah says that you had to go and make it Erev Yom Tov. And he says, Ayin Shom Masha Kosavdu, Shom the Bir Halacha, Lechalik Sas was that. There was a diuk in the Bir Halacha, which we can see in Dirshu Foot number 37. He says, the time of the Shulchan Aruch, Hichmir Basiya Sar, Mibnei Shahad Derech La Soso, Liyomim Harbe. Another reason why Sar is different is because you don't make Sar for just one baking. You make sar for a week's worth. You make it for a long period of time because it doesn't pay to make just one sourdough for one bread. You make a whole bunch of sourdough and you'll be able to use this for a while. And therefore, that's another reason why we don't allow this specifically by sar, even though we might allow it by some other situations. Finally, we conclude this beautiful simon with Sif Tes. And he says, Afilu nishkato habehema me'er yontif. The Chabad writes, even if you shechted the behema on Erev Yontif, as opposed to the dough which you made on Erev Yontif, which we said you're not allowed to be mafresh to chala on Yontif, with the zroa l'chayayim in the keva, the matnos kahuna that you give from a behema as part of the matnos kahuna to a kohen, so that, he says, mutar lahafrish hamatonos b'yontif. You can take off the zroa l'chayayim in the keva and give that to a kohen, even though you shecht it on Erev Yontif, you're allowed to give it to the kohen on Yontif. Why is this? The Mishbura explains in Siv Katan Mem Beis. He says, Mishum de'eno misakin. You're not really misakin when you do this giving of the matnos kahuna to the kohen. It's not really misakin the matnos kahuna. They are already a separate entity within the animal. You're not separating the zroa, the right foreleg, the lechayayim, the jaw area, both jaw areas, and the keva, the stomach. They're already separate in the animal. You're just putting them to the kohen, but you're not separating them. As opposed to when you're mafresh trumas of isos, everything was tabled beforehand, and now you're designating this to be the truma and this to be the chulin. So therefore, that's a different situation. As the Mishmur explains, the gam kodim afrosh lo tvolin, because technically you're allowed to eat from the animal meat even without being mafresh the zroa l'chayim in the keva. You're supposed to. It's a mitzvah. You're stealing from the kohen if you don't, but at the same time, there's no isser involved in eating from meat that you haven't yet taken off the zroa l'chayim in the keva and given it to the kohen. And that's the first reason he gives. And the second reason he gives is what I said before, v'od, the mufrashos, the omdos, b'guf habema, they're already considered separate. You're not really being mafrish them in the classical sense that you're making something that was tevel into something that's truma and chulin. Here, it really was already separated beforehand. Here's the sirloin, here's the filet mignon, and here's the right foreleg. So they're all separated already. The omdos, the guf habehema already. Therefore, you're not really being mafresh it in the classical sense that you're designating it. You're just separating it to give to the kohen. And that you're allowed to do even on yontif. We'll just conclude with the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Nun Vav. He brings down an interesting discussion, which we said you're not allowed to be marbe the extra breads of a Eino Yehudi in your oven. So he brings down previously that you would be allowed to go and be marbe with a large single dough and bake it and use some of that for your Eved or your Shifcha Kinanis. So he writes there, the Achronim say, Afilu I efsho lefaisam bedover acher mutu mishum decha tirchu. There, even though you could give them some other food, you're allowed to go and do this. And he says, the reason is because there's no extra tircha when you're baking a big bread versus you're baking an individual bread for each of them. And therefore, it's mashma, according to this opinion, dim yirtze lefos pas echod godo shiadai lo v'gam la'ado ha'knani mutu mishum decha tirchuhu. And therefore, you would be allowed to make a large bread from the dough, even though you're giving it to the Eved Kenani. So too, l'chori, you should be allowed to do this also with the Enu Yehudi. And if he makes a single kikar, you could bake it and give then half to the Enu Yehudi. However, he brings down other opinions that disagree with this, Ayin and the rest of this Sharat Zion, and Dirshu footnotes number 33 and 34 for further discussion. With this, we conclude Simen Tov Kuf Vav and today's shir.